Om Shanti. Good evening. Good evening and warm welcome to all souls who have arrived until today and to those who are online. And today we have Didi Santosh with us, our precious senior Didis. It's really a gift for today. And I know Didi as a multi-talented Didi, very sweet-hearted and caring soul. Didi Santosh, for more than 45 years, take care of the service in Russia, St. Petersburg, and all over the world. St. Petersburg is one of the beautiful cities, as in Russia, as well as in the world, the whole world. And Didi Santosh is the true subtle decoration of the city and the Baba's jewelry box. So today we have such a great, great opportunity to dive into Didi's wisdom, her powerful drishti. And the topic today is understanding the original, eternal deity culture. Didi, over to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Raisa. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. So in this beautiful Gyan Sarovar, the beauty is due to the living creatures created by God. And they are wonderful shining stars, Brahmin souls. So wherever we children of Baba are present, that place becomes what? That place becomes eco-friendly. Eco-friendly. Ecosystem does not have only human beings, but ecosystem has each and everything, five elements and other souls. So everything is in joy when pure souls abide on the earth. So in translation, original eternal deity religion is Adi Sanatan Devi Devta Dharam, not just deity. Because when you talk about deity, you don't know it is male deity or female deity, just deity. But original eternal religion is family path. And that's the foundation of this culture. That's what makes it eternal, eternally beautiful, because it's family path, grastha ashram, when the souls in female body and when souls in male body, both are perfect and pure. That is the family, perfect family, ideal family. Because culture in society, in country, everywhere around begins from family. And family is made of individual and two individuals, man, woman, husband, wife. So, Adi, Sanatan, original, eternal, which was never created, never destroys. It is always there. Devi, Devta, Dharma. Not just deity religion. Devi means female deity, Devta, male deity. So that's the complete name of first religion of humanity in the physical form, in perfect form. And in eternally, our religion is purity and peace. That's our nature. So when religion is nature, our religion is peace and purity. When religion is duty, then it is deity religion, Devi Devta religion, because both men and women understand, I am here to give, I am a deity, I am here to give, Devi. A stable posture of mind, clarity in the mind, we are here to give. So this is the basic mindset of a deity. So on the basis of this mindset, how will be the life, and how will be interactions, and how will be our services towards the society, it can be easily calculated. So today's meeting is not just a sort of lecture, but I invoke you to create a beautiful data, datum, data, create a data on the basis of which we can show or reveal what Baba is teaching us in the Confluence Age as the basis of constitution of the future world kingdom. Yes? Till now, no one knows how will be the future world. They don't know which kind of ism will be there. Anyone knows? Will there be capitalism in Golden Age or in the future world? Capitalism? Which ism? Hello? No ism on our own? We say it deitism, but that we say in the form of religion. Religion, dharma, our duty. But still there is policy in the world. What is that policy? Democracy? Democracy? What do you think? No. Yeah, it seems quite too free. Yeah, democracy is too free for deity. So what's that? So Baba has explained that policy of Golden Age is divine monarchy. Divine monarchy. Like body, this body which we have, the setup of this body is same 5,000 years. You will not see anything stable in the nature as the human body. Because all other creatures we try to make clones. Yeah, we mix vegetables, we mix fruit and make third kind of fruit. We mix the breeds of animal and make third, fourth kind of animal out of these two. You know that. But human body, it was from the very first day of Golden Age in this form, right? Until now. So this is miniature of monarchy, divine monarchy, this body, organism, organization, this natural organization. It has one head. Ravan has how many heads? This has one head. Yeah? So this symbolizes that the king and queen, yes, emperor and empress, that is one head, one rule, one parent. They are accepted naturally as seniors of the society, in the society. And then, how many organs are in the body? All organs, do all organs, the common supply for the body, energy, heat, is blood. Do all organs get the same blood, same amount of blood? Or the blood with the same pressure? Or the same quality of blood? Yes? You won't think that, are we going to begin medical class or zoology class? You know, but that's a part of monarchy. So, in front of us is this culture which is going to come, and here we are now. And we know very well that whatever is happening now is going to lead to this future, tomorrow's world. And when I am able to see that, then I am able to make a data of which kind of Shrimat or teaching only God gives, that He is able to create this religion, He is able to establish this religion. Then I am able to see it, correlate it. So coming back to the same question again, do all organs receive same blood? No. Are all organs same? No. Do they have same one common function? No. They are variety. So variety is eternal law. And here in Confluence Age, Baba has given us the name. Instead of saying here in Confluence Age, variety, no. All Brahmin children, all my children, all souls, pure souls, but Baba uses the expression number wise. Number wise. So only deity religion based on Shrimat of God, which reveals in front of us that souls are plural. And no soul is same to another soul. All souls are unique. So this preservance of peculiarity is not lost in one uniform. That is the deity culture. That is why till today, when that deity culture has lost its name and is now remembered as or generally used as the word Hindu religion, how many deities they show? 330 million deities they show. And we now know it is the actual population in the last birth of Silver Age. So, all deity, all pure, but they perform variety action. And they show someone like Hanuman, someone like Durga, someone like Ram, someone like Krishna, etc. So meaning is, all organs of the body, in this organization, they receive the source of life fully to their need. Not on the basis of what other organ is getting. Heart is getting this much of blood. So kidney starts complaining, oh, I should also be getting that much blood. No. According to the task and according to the need. All get everything. It is set. So this policy is called head is one. It's not kidney will say, oh, I'm going to elect some my neighborhood organ as my head who understands me more how much hard I work 24 hours in a day. No. No matter distance of head to heart is lesser than kidney, but still head is one. Yes? Are you getting it? Is it okay to move ahead? Yeah? So some are sitting too far, so I can't see their faces. Can you come all closer? Yeah? All those who are sitting behind, can you come closer? Come. If you are not sitting because of translation, come. First line is, so, number wise. So here, understanding by God that each and every soul is perfect in the end and in the beginning. In the end, before going to home, each and every soul is perfect. So perfection does not connote to uniformity. This one's perfection is not the perfection of that one. This one's perfection is its own perfection. Someone is able to make very good food, perfect in making food, first class food, beautiful, tasty, colorful, good combination, sense of time, which season, which vegetable, what, everything perfect. And someone is able to construct perfectly. So perfection of this one will be in feeling, intuition. Oh, this is the weather. Oh, I should be making this soup for my family. So the quality in which this one who is cooking in the kitchen has to be perfect are different. And the quality in which a constructor has to be perfect, logic, calculative mind, farsightedness, yeah, these all are different qualities, but perfect for his own task. So, Baba says this number-wise. So this number-wise perfection becomes the basis of performing different activities in the society there without any kind of academic choices. Without filling any form, we are constructing. No one offers us that, okay, you fill the form that you are going to be an engineer or constructor. Is it going to be there, forms in Golden Age? The task culture, work culture, or the service culture, that is one group of people, one person provides service to other group of people. This task culture is not based on designation or assignment or selection or passing some examination. This is natural. Understand? So now we leave it here. Golden Age, deity religion, we leave here. And again come back to Confluence Age. When we come to Baba, we all come and have four subjects for us. Baba becomes our father, Baba becomes our teacher. Gyan, Yog, Dharana and Seva, service. How many of you have noticed from the very beginning that for service, Baba's Srimat is whatever task you are given, say, Hanji. Yes? This is Srimat or not? Am I right? Whatever task you are given, say, Hanji. So maybe I have come as gold medalist in economy. Maybe I have come as zoologist. Maybe I have come as medical persona. But when I come to Baba, Baba says, my child has come, soul has come, who was perfect once. And now I have come to take back this child again the same as it was. So how that is going to happen? If I remain stick to what I am doing and seeing that the only thing or the only way how I can become perfect or serve the society, I am not going to become perfect as I was because I don't know how much perfect I was, in which virtues I was specially perfect. So therefore, automatic setup of functioning or services in the deity religion is based on our simple obedience to Shrimad. Whatever service is given to me, whatever task is given to me, assigned to me, or which is visible to me, or which I see that yes, I can do, depending upon my health, stage of mind, or understanding at this moment, is going to take me to that stage. So what I have to do now? Make a journal, make a diary. Make a diary and research. I have 20 Brahmins around me. I have 50 Brahmins around me. 100 Brahmins around me. Just make a note for each and everyone. How many of these souls are moving ahead on the basis of this Srimad of Baba? How many? From the very beginning, whatever task given, wherever Baba made me seated, I'm sitting there, whether cold or heat, whether someone is helping or not helping, Baba had given me that place and I am moving ahead there. Yes, understand? Is it okay? Yes? So, making a data on the basis of this research and seeing how do they perform? How do they perform? Brahma Baba came just 3-4 class education. That school official education. But he was told, you are going to create new world. O child, Shri Baba entered the chariot of Brahma and gave the task. 3-4 standard education, formal. You are going to create the new world. This is going to destroy. Did he say, oh well, are you sure? This is me? Are you giving this task at the right address? Did Baba say that? Dadi Janki, how many classes? 4-5. Dadi Prakashmani, how much education? How many? So Baba, send them. Okay, go. And whatever you have received from Baba, give to them. So, task distribution in Confluence Age is not for the task itself, not meant just for the task itself, but this is a yantra, that this is the tool to make that particular soul perfect. That task, given task, under those circumstances, is the tool to make that soul perfect. The soul was sent to the place where there is no Brahmin. Everywhere when establishment took place in the beginning, are Brahmins waiting us somewhere? No. We go, all Shudras. All Laukik people. The only one Brahmin there is me, for example. So it is called barren land. Barren land. And it might happen this land has no fertility for divinity to grow, because there was communism, there was socialism, there was capitalism, there was fascism, this is. But no, nothing close to deism. So no fertility. So it means I have to not just come myself, farmer, with seeds of knowledge. I have to bring sacks and sacks and sacks and sacks of fertilizers and put there. And what are those fertilizers? What is that kind of effort? It means do such activities on the basis of knowledge so that people can get ready-made vision of divinity. Celebrate some events the way. Create such programs that people can have the vision of divinity. And what is that divinity? Atmosphere of purity, happiness. So everywhere, in some country or in some nation, all festivals celebrated are related to war or related to some kind of deaths. This war, that war, festival of First World War, or they are called festival. But I can learn more to organize some traditional religious festivals which will create the atmosphere of positivity, happiness, givingness, beauty. So this is fertilizer. So I have to bring fertilizers also so that I can sow the seed and fruit can be created. So labor, hard work, I will have to be perfect in hard work. I will have to be perfect in consistency. I will have to be very positive, 100% positive, not 99% positive, that whole world once was heaven. 100% positive about that. Not, oh, here people, how they will at all understand about God, or at all they will understand that they have to be pure because they don't believe in such things. They are very, materialistic, only work, work, work culture, or just war or enemies or technology which is meant to protect and attack. No. Wherever God's children are, confluence, age, knowledge is all our souls, children of one Father. So all are originally divine to a particular extent of their own. All are divine. But the grade of that divinity is their own. So I don't lose hope. So by doing this hard work here, based on the conviction that world was one, world was heaven, each and every soul has a right to get that liberation and fruition. So it gives to the future culture that I am able to then come in the beginning of that world. In the beginning of that world. If I was given a task where I have to start from zero, it's not there was center or student or some money or some pictures, nothing, only me and seeds of knowledge. That's all. No picture in that language. Yes, no museum, no songs in that language. Nothing, zero, from zero. So that is the establishment like Brahma Father. How Brahma Father started? From zero. So Brahma means creator, master creator. So, selection of work, the culture of work in Golden Age is a natural response from inside, intuition, to participate in the society, and it is based on this Srimad here that whatever assignment, whatever task I was given by Baba Yagya, my response is yes. Okay. Understand? Do you see? So what research I have to do? How many are such souls around me who have kept that kind of moment? I'm not saying that those who could not do, they are guilty or criminals. Please don't take it like that. Please don't take it like that. Some of us maybe could do. Some of us maybe could not do yet. But they will have to do it ultimately. Sooner or later. Because the life of my choices is not necessarily going to make me perfect. I will always be, because my choice in body consciousness, choice we choose only in body consciousness. What are you saying? Yeah, you are looking at me like that. We make choices only when we are in body consciousness. But body consciousness also is not always bad body consciousness. If I don't remember I have a female body under me, I will choose man's clothes for wearing if I go to the market. So this much body consciousness is good for me that I remember this is sister's body, female body, so that I can choose sari over pant coat. So, in that harmful body consciousness, we try to select the things or decide the things the way so that we remain safe, comfort zone. And due to that comfort zone, our wings don't open. Wings open, like you know how from that pupa butterfly comes when it struggles. If someone at the time of struggle helps that creature and in advance breaks that shell from which butterfly is to come, it falls soon without flying. Because a particular percentage of struggle in the life, due to such kind of obedience, makes our wings very strong, free. We are not afraid. We see God as the only pillar, support in our life. He is there. I know Baba is there. I know who they are sending me to, the place where it is communism. They are sending me to the place where war is the culture. Who they are sending me to the place where there is nothing, no flat, no money. No. I am going with Baba. Baba is taking me there. No one is sending me anywhere. No one is giving me any task. I am giving with Baba. Whatever Baba will be doing, I will be enjoying looking at that and I will be helping Baba. Yes? Understand? What I will be doing? What I will be doing in Vietnam? What I will be doing in Sri Lanka? What I will be doing in America? I will be going with Baba and looking at what Baba is doing and enjoying and helping Baba. So obedience for perfection becomes the basis of a natural work policy. there are no unions, asking work union leaders, labor leaders, asking for rights of the laborers or the rights for good type of, no, nothing such. It's because of this. We all could reach to that stage of consciousness beforehand. And we appear there where that task was ready. That's wonderful. We appear there in that energy zone, in that field, where that task was ready. Where construction will start, because palaces are to be constructed in the golden age, right? Jewelry is to be made, dresses are to be made from the golden threads, crowns are to be crafted. So all this task will be, we will be able to do on the basis of this. So one aspect of culture, that is a natural acceptance of the head as the lovable, loving authority, beneficial authority, acceptance of the head, and all get more than their need in that society. So is here. We have Gyan Sarovar, accommodation of 400, 450, and if we increase the bed, sometime it can go to 500, but with great difficulty. So someone gets room or bed in one room, two beds, someone gets the accommodation where there are three beds, someone gets where four, someone gets the room where six beds, yes, seven beds. How many of you are in the room where eight beds or nine? Just can you stand up? Can you stand up? Just clap them. Clap them. Yes. Yeah, because it is also related to the original eternal deity culture. No, don't sit so quickly. Why you are sitting so quickly? You can keep standing. It is because there is one thing important for you. Yeah. See, eight beds or five beds, nine beds, yes, maybe soon will be 10. Yes, one more bed will be brought. So just imagine a hand with just one finger. Okay, if you want to sit, sit, otherwise if comfortable, keep standing. Okay, see the hand. Just imagine the hand with one finger or two finger. Hand looks perfect, beautiful, with five fingers. Are all the fingers same? Yeah? No. But these five fingers can do wonder together. So my ability, yes, okay, Moshna Chipesiji. My ability, exercising of my ability to coexist with very different personality. We don't use the term tolerate, yeah, because it's not toleration, it is, we are family, but my ability to coexist with varieties, my ability to study with different kinds of souls, my ability to observe the life of God's children from different perspective, not just me only, and silence, that leads to a natural role or culture of becoming a king in the future golden age. Because when I just live on my own all the time, of course if I have a task and I have to whole night write something, work, I have to work on computer, okay, there is place where I sit, sleep and work, that's a different thing. In our home we live alone, that's a different thing. But here, in confluence age, living, serving, studying with others forms the basis of exercising self-sovereignty. There is no other method of exercising self-sovereignty. Self-sovereignty of the confluence age can be experimented only in the presence of other Brahmins, not just Laukik people. And deism, divine monarchy in golden age, and here self-sovereignty, swa-rajya-adhikari. That first day I entered in Gyan Sarovar, entered in Vishnupuri, entered in Rajrishi Bhavan, entered in the room, first day. I didn't know I'm going to be there where there will be 8 bed or 9 bed, but I entered and my mind creates the thought, Va Baba. So we will not have privacy here. Are you okay, Baba? I'm going to be with you with 9 other people. Are you okay, Baba? You see? Because problem is not for you. Problem is for Baba. Baba does not want privacy. Okay, it's his problem. Otherwise, you and me. But now, Baba, there are 9. Okay? So, instantly, I make my mind my obedient minister, not the minister who starts giving me variety kinds of information. Oh, you see, now, how are you going to sleep in time? How you are going to be taking bath on time? Reaction. Mind starts jumping like a monkey. Yes, monkey. And the king is already half dead, you know, the first day. So now, self-sovereign, I am Almighty, Master Almighty, child of Supreme Father, and I have the ability to be alone even amidst 1,000. Because if I want, I see others. If I don't want, I don't see others. So therefore, this is, so research on this. I was in Madhuban in Gyan Sarovar 20 times. Which kind of accommodation I received all the times? 2 times in Rajrishi with 9 beds, 1 time in Vishnupuri, 3 beds. How was my response? How did I grow? And when I learned self-sovereignty, you are not bothered about wherever you will be accommodated. You find you are being given a very good accommodation automatically. When you needed it, when you wanted it, you didn't get. But after you have become self-sovereign, so trace this all process. Research it for yourself. The things in which I become self-sovereign, they get fixed in the sanskaras. My mouth, my vision, my ears, my limbs, they are in my control. And this will lead to my role there as king, who is able to create the atmosphere of wellness and contentment. Because if king is not contented in under all circumstances, subjects can never be contented. And this kind of subject and kings start from copper age. In golden age culture, contented king and contented subjects, and basis of that is here. Self-sovereignty under any circumstances. So I think someone came to remind me of the clock or time, because you have an hour of meditation. Today is International Meditation Day. Any question? Theme has not yet even started, but anyway. So, one thing which you would like to ask? Yes, you got it? What data you can create and see? For this thing, for this thing, for that thing? And see how we can then serve the world and make them understand that basis for the golden future is only Srimad. No other method. Ravan was very intellectual. Ravan had lots of policies, as it is shown in Ramayana. But still, kingdom of Ravan was meant to vanish because of this fact that 10 heads, one head, one God, one Srimad, one direction is the basis of golden world. Okay, any question? So you are in the mood of silence contemplation? Yes, brother? Yeah, but you will need to have microphone for translators won't listen.
Thank you. Thank you, Didiji. This is a beautiful explanation which probably I've never would have thought. Does it also, I'm just thinking a little ahead. People, students like ourselves who are living in Laukik, can also imply the same in our Laukik Seva, be it as a son or a daughter or a husband or a wife, and then do the same what you just said?
Here, what I was mentioning is about amongst the Brahmin family. So when I am able to develop this understanding and sanskar of doing within the Brahmin family, then I am able to take guard of this experience for Laukik also. Because Laukik or Alaukik, all are souls. But first that experience has to be grounded here. In my job, I will select the job not on the basis of what you give me. My boss gives me. No. There I will be selected on the basis of my academic qualification, my profile, etc. But then my sanskars, which I develop here, of obedience, of consistency, yes, of punctuality, they will work and help me in that job to get blessings from all. Yes? Anything else? Please, Shantanu? So you are thinking now. Okay. Yes. So, let's now, because it will be good if you can do some stretching after meditation, 5 minutes, and then you will continue. Just 3 minutes silence. I understand, my Supreme Teacher is establishing the original, eternal deity relation. And has created this beautiful Brahmin nursery. And he is implanting the saplings for that deity culture. I am so fortunate and blessed to be in this body at this particular time when God's act of establishing the golden word is taking place. The one who abides in the supreme abode, the one who is almighty, the one who is knower of everything and seer of all aspects of time, is present now for his task. Everything limited, connected to my existence on the earth, is past. Even limited is to be transformed into unlimited now. Because I don't want to miss this energy and beauty and power of unlimited Father and unlimited world family. Thanks from heart to my dear Baba that you found me and brought me into your lap and teaching me. Sustaining me and protecting me. Your every guidance, teaching, suggestion is the foundation for the whole kalpa. So, very near and dear to my heart,